Good morning and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous, AA meeting on air. My name is Steve and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
We'll start our meeting with a serenity prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, wisdom to know the difference.
The preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any set, denomination, politics, organisation or institution. It does not wish to engage in any controversy and neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Welcome to our meeting this morning. We have members of our fellowship in, and they'll be sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And to start the sharing off this morning, Chris, do you want to share?
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, my name's Chris and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
It's great to be here this morning and to be at a meeting of AA, essentially. My home group is Titirangi Steps. It's on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. at the Titirangi Community Centre. That's where I go every week. And, I just love AA and what it's done for me. So I'll just share a little bit about my story and how it's all played out in my life in the past 11 years. Before, I was one of these people that started drinking young. It was like a whirlwind, and I got sober young at 25, and I got sober in 2007, so I'm 11, recently celebrated 11 years, which I'm really grateful about. Before I even picked up my first drink, I didn't quite fit in school and in social environments with friends and all that. I just didn't quite feel right in the world for whatever reason. You know, even then I just always wanted to be somewhere else. I just never could be happy where I was, and I always wanted to be older and just didn't want to be in the present. And you know, I used to look at my older brothers who are about 10 years older than me, and I just couldn't wait to be their age, you know, and be doing what they were doing, because at that time when I was a kid they were going out drinking and stuff. So I just couldn't wait for it, you know. And that's precisely what I did, you know. As soon as I could pick up a drink, I did. And I just got right into it in a big way. And for me, there was other substances involved as well, and drink. And by the time I was in my late teens, I knew I was in big trouble. And by the time I was around 20, 21, I knew I was an alcoholic. It was at that point that I started to try different things to control my drinking. I didn't realise that I needed to stop, that abstinence was the answer. I just thought that I needed to get a grip on my life and get things under control. And I thought to get these things under control, I just needed to get all my circumstances in my life under control. And I need to sort out all the outside stuff, you know. Maybe where I was living, all the job I was doing, or, you know, I needed more money, or, you know, all this sort of crazy thinking. And I used to come up with these great ideas when I was drunk about what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to sort it out, you know. And nothing I ever did changed my circumstances. And I had the same head on my shoulder, you know, wherever I went and whatever I did. And things would be all right for a little while. But sure enough, the same old stuff would start happening again. And in AA, we have a thing called geographicals, and I did a lot of them. And I ended up on the other side of the world in Ireland. And I was 25 years old, and someone said, well, before someone said, actually, I started to realise then that, you know, that nothing I did was changing the way things were. And someone said to me at that point that you need to go to AA. And so I went to my first AA meeting to get someone off my back, pretty much. Not thinking that I thought, like, at 25 years old, I hadn't drunk enough. I hadn't been bad enough. I hadn't been in enough trouble with the law. I hadn't lost enough, you know. I still thought I could function all right and all this. I just didn't think the term alcoholic just seemed so strong to me, you know. But an amazing thing happened for me when I went to my first meeting of AA, and that was that I identified with other people for the first time in my life. And I just sat in that meeting. I got a warm welcome from the other members that were there, and I just sat in the meeting listening to other people, and I was nodding the whole way through the meeting. And I was thinking, yes, that's me. Yes, I did that. Yes, that happened to me. Yes, I think like that. And it's that identification which led me to believe that I was in exactly the right place and that this was the answer for me. And I could see these people as well in the meeting, and they had these lives, these people that I was identifying with, and they had these great lives. And that's what I wanted. That's what I really craved deep down. And that was the thing that gave me hope. You know, hearing the message of Alcoholics Anonymous was carried to me at my very first meeting. And so that's what made me come back. At the end of the meeting, a guy walked me back to the hostel where I was staying, and he said to me, "There's another meeting tomorrow night." And I was like, "Oh, another meeting." So I went to another meeting the next night, and I kept going to AA. And after a few meetings of going to AA, I put down the drink for the last time. And that was the best thing that I've ever done in my life, was go to AA and stop drinking. Now, the other thing is, after coming to AA for a little while and not drinking, I realized that drinking was only part of it. And putting down the drink was just the start of the journey. Because what I realized after coming to AA for a few months was that I had a problem with living sober. And I realized this, like in retrospect now, looking back, that if I knew how to live sober, then I would have figured it out and not needed to come to AA in the first place. But my track record was pretty poor with that. And so that's what I realized after coming to AA for a little while, is that I had a problem with living sober. And in AA, there's these other things that we do aside from just attending meetings, and it's the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is in the big book of AA, which is our basic text, and there's the 12 steps of AA. And so I realized after coming for 3 to 6 months that I felt pretty crazy in my head, actually. I had been not drinking for a while, but it was all those emotions and all the crazy thoughts, and I used to get I was resentful about things in my past, in my drinking, or I was scared about what was going to happen tomorrow. And, you know, I had 1 foot in the past and 1 foot in tomorrow, and I just couldn't live in today. And, yeah, I was just scared, and, yeah, I just had no idea on how to live sober. And it was at that point that I asked for help. And in AA we there's help in the likes of a sponsor. We call them a sponsor, which is someone that guides us through the steps. And it was at that point that I asked someone to be my sponsor and to take me through the 12 steps of AA. Now, the wonderful thing is that today I don't, you know, I'm not thinking about all those things in my past and when I was younger, and I'm not scared about tomorrow or next year and all that. I have normal stuff happen in my life today. That's all normal sort of stuff, but not to the levels that it was, when I was unwell in my early days. And the wonderful thing today is, you know, today it's really amazing, actually. I've been sober for as long as I drank for. It's been a long time since I drank. But I just know 100% that I'm always going to be an alcoholic, even though I'm sober. And that if I pick up one drink, then it's all over, you know, because one drink's going to lead to another drink, and it'll be all over for me. And, you know, there's no way I could go through all the things that I went through again to get sober. It was hard, but I just love, you know, where I'm at today in my life, and I love being sober. And a wonderful thing in AA is that, you know, as well as me continuously, you know, receiving help, and still I still get to hear the message by going to the meetings, but the wonderful thing for me is that I also get to carry the message to other alcoholics. And today I get to sponsor other people and take other people through the steps, and that's just a wonderful thing, that I have a fellowship growing up around me. And, you know, it's just a brilliant thing to be a part of other people's sobriety and watch them grow. So I'm just, you know, I owe my life to AA quite literally, and I'm just forever grateful for what I have, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Chris. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship on this morning, and they're sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And the next person to share is Wilfred. Do you want to share?
Yeah, hi. Wilfred, alcoholic.
Hi, Wilfred.
Grateful to be here this morning. Member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I've got a home group up in town, young AA, and I'll just talk a bit about my story. I grew up in Grey Lynn, Central Auckland, and I started drinking when I was a teenager, going to school, and I sort of knew, like, looking back on it, it was normal, you know. My dad, he's an alcoholic. My mom, she used to drink. And, brother and sister, they all drink. And, all my mates growing up. And, ended up living in Samoa for a couple of years because things got out of hand a bit early on, and I kind of knew I had a problem, but I just didn't want to get real about it. And it was fun, you know, it was fun then, but like anything, it just progresses. And fast forward a couple of years, you know, I'm ending up getting arrested and end up in hospital due to my drinking, and they call it psychosis, you know, and I was depressed, and, you know, I could never hold down a job, you know, ruin relationships with family members and even girlfriends and stuff. I'd get, you know, it just all turned on me. And, I was sectioned with the hospital and mental health, and that just went on repeat for a couple of years. And, same with court appearances and, breaking the law and stuff. And, I've tried, other things to get well and get sober, and just nothing seemed to work. Did about 7 detoxes, and you know, most of them I just ran away from. And then it wasn't till a couple of years ago I thought, okay, this ain't working. I need to find a treatment that'll take me on and just sort it out. And I don't know, I ran away from there last year as well, and picked up a drink, and I don't know, it felt good, but only for 5 minutes. And then I was deeply depressed, and the following month I had sentencing, and I just beat myself up for 3 months after that, and not even reporting to probation, and you know, just felt depressed and gutted. Like in the past I would always say I'd get sober and get a job and get my life on track, and it just didn't count, you know. Like I'd be saying this to my mother or my father, and it just didn't, because all they could see was me just still carrying on the way I was going. And I don't know, I was just broken from it, you know. And then it just got worse and worse every time I was picking up. And in that last relapse of mine, I was drinking every day for about 3 months, and I realised, nah, and that's when I had to really get real with myself, and I went back to treatment and I graduated. I even looked at post-treatment with another program, and when I went to treatment, I actually started going to AA meetings, and especially the ones around town here, because it's part of the program. And it wasn't till I left post-treatment, you know, 6 months, I joined a home group, and just kept going to meetings, because I actually, you know, I actually want this. And it hasn't been easy, though. I've come up against a lot of struggle and pain. But you know, for example, my dad's in a rest home at the moment, and you know, he was living at home before I started treatment, and he suffers from dementia and Alzheimer's, and I think a big part of that's because of his alcoholism. And you know, I think the way I can help is just by staying sober, you know. And I've finished probation since staying sober, and it was about 8 months I ended up getting a sponsor, someone who's already worked the 12-step spiritual program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And because I knew, you know, how long can I just go by myself and off my own will. And today I've got a sponsor and I'm working the 12 steps. I go to regular meetings. I'm studying, you know, and I do service, and it all it feels right, you know, because before I knew what I was doing, it just didn't sit right with me, even though I just carry on with it, you know, because it seemed like that was a short-term fix for, you know, my problems with life and my struggles. But I guess, you know, what's got me this far is just staying in the moment and taking it one day at a time. That's really helped. And I can't go back now, I feel like. So in order for that, I just got to keep working my program and just keep doing what I'm doing and stay strong, because I'm still at high risk. But, you know, I can pray these days and hand it all over to God. And, I just take it one day at a time, and I'm just glad to be here and help share the message. Sweet. Thanks.
Thanks, Wilfin. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. This morning we have members of our fellowship in, and they're sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And we have one more person left to share this morning. Fran, do you want to share?
Yeah, hi. My name's Fran. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Fran.
Thanks for having me here today. I've been sober for about 2.5 years now. And 2.5 years ago, that pretty much seemed impossible to me. So, it's pretty much a miracle that I'm, you know, remained to stay sober for this long. My drinking started from pretty early on, about 11 or 12. I come from quite a dysfunctional family. And when my grandparents passed away, I think that kicked off a lot of stuff for me. You know, I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. I wasn't confident, didn't feel at ease with myself. And I realised that as soon as I had a drink, that took all of that fear away. And that was it for me, you know. I used to binge drink in my early teens on the weekends, and I just thought that was normal. You know, everyone around me was doing it, and you know, to me, you know, going out into town and you know, not having a drink was just, you know, unfathomable. I wouldn't be able to talk to people or enjoy myself. But I could never quite, you know, I'd always go overboard. I could never quite just have, you know, enough to keep me sort of merry. I'd have to, you know, go to the bitter end and you know, wake up the next morning with horrific hangovers and text my friend and or calling in those days, you know, asking her what I'd done the night before. And, you know, I was just, it was full of shame and guilt and remorse. But I just thought that was part of it, you know, and I continued to drink like that for a long time. And, you know, I tried, you know, to fix myself by going to church. I thought that would make me feel better, to fill the hole, the void that I felt inside. I tried counsellors, you know, self-help books, everything. You know, the only thing that would work for me was alcohol. So, yeah, it got to that. And it did work for me for a long time. But it got to the point where I was, I turned into a daily drinker, and I actually lost the choice. And it started to be a compulsion. You know, I couldn't not have a drink. You know, I physically needed to have alcohol in my system. I was holding down a job, but having to pop out at lunchtime to get myself through the day. And the first thing I'd do when I finished work was pop into Countdown and get a bottle of wine, and, you know, it'd be open before I left the car park. And I just couldn't think of, you know, a way to stop. You know, I knew I had a problem. I didn't think I was an alcoholic because I had, you know, my uncle was an alcoholic, and, you know, I had this stigma in my mind of what an alcoholic was. And, you know, it wasn't me. I had a job, you know, I was functional. I just thought, you know, if I wanted it badly enough, I'd be able to control it. And, you know, I tried everything. I went to CADS. I tried controlled drinking, limiting myself to how much alcohol I'd have, you know, having two alcohol-free days or only drinking from Thursday to Sunday, and it just didn't work, you know. I, you know, managed to do it maybe once or twice, and it just didn't happen. So in the end, I turned into, you know, and I was quite isolated. I didn't want to go out and socialise with people. I was, you know, emotionally in a really bad way. I was angry at the world, angry at life, you know, very resentful, full of anger and fear. And, you know, alcohol was all that was left to me at that point. And I didn't want to let it go. But, yeah, I got to a place where I was seriously considering, you know, whether I, you know, wanted to continue being alive, really. And in the end, I just surrendered. I realised that I was powerless over alcohol, and I gave up. And I ended up doing a treatment program through the Salvation Army, who are absolutely amazing. I actually, for me, I needed to go somewhere that I couldn't physically access alcohol. You know, a lot of people in AA get sober through coming to the rooms. And it is achievable, but my journey was that I went to a treatment facility, and even got, you know, having to go to treatment, I didn't think I was an alcoholic. You know, I just thought I needed a place to dry up and I'd be on my merry way, and I thought all my problems would be over. And it was through going to that program that I was introduced again to AA. I had gone to AA of my own accord a couple of years ago, but I was just, you know, I didn't listen to a thing anyone was saying, and it was all full of older men and I thought, no, this is not for me. So, yeah, fortunately, I was introduced to AA meetings through the Salvation Army program. And, you know, I started to listen to what people were saying, and I related to what was being shared, you know, people's experiences and how they felt. You know, I just, it was all relatable to me. And, yeah, after I finished the treatment program, I kept going to AA. I went through WINGS, which offers post-treatment support, and that was amazing as well, and they kept me going to meetings. And so AA sort of got me in the end, and I realised that, yeah, I am an alcoholic, and it's not something that I grew up thinking I'd, you know, end up being, but it's actually been a blessing for me. It's the best thing I've ever done, I could have done, and, you know, I'm so glad that there is a program like that. You know, the alcohol's gone, my desire to drink has gone, miraculously. There are times when, you know, I do want to have a drink, in all honesty, but I know that's not the answer, and it soon passes. I lost my brother to suicide in February of this year, and that was, you know, it was horrifying. But I didn't need to drink to cope with it. I can get through life without a drink, and, you know, from someone that had to drink every day to just feel okay, that's pretty incredible. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep coming to meetings. Yeah, it's just given me, you know, a way to live life day by day, and there's some amazing stuff, you know, amazing messages in the fellowship. I have a sponsor. I go to 2 or 3 meetings a week, and that's just, you know, for me, I'm in, because it's just given me so much. And just for anyone out there that thinks they might have a problem with alcohol, I just couldn't suggest enough. Just get yourself to a meeting, try it. You know, if you were like me and you've got nothing to lose, then give it a go, because it's yeah, really is the best thing I've ever done. And yeah, I'm just so happy to be a part of the AO fellowship. So yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show this morning, and yeah, thank you.
Thanks, friend. You've been listening to members from the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and they've been sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. If you've identified with our speakers and you'd like to do something about your drinking, yeah, there's a couple of things you can do. You can log on to aa.org.nz, and in the drop-down box under meetings lists, there's a list of all meetings in the Greater Auckland area and right throughout the whole country. There's also a list of literature there and information about Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12-step program that you can access. Or you can phone 0800 AA Works, and this will put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. We'll be back here again next Sunday at 10:45 on 104.6 Planet FM with Alcoholics Anonymous AA Meeting on Air. And we'll close our meeting this morning with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.